Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy J. Will, your host of the J. Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used as a legal, health, or tax advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any losses or property damages as the use of this podcast. Tune into my music page. Go ahead and sign up to be one of my friends. J. Will, actually, is James Williams Music. And if you haven't done so already, go to your Play Store on your phone. It's absolutely free. Type in the live365.com, live365.com. All right. After you do that, type in J. Will Gospel Radio, 24/7 Gospel Radio, 7 days a week. Some of your favorite artists, especially one of the young gentlemen that I'm going to be interviewing tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, homies and homies, boys and girls, cats and kittens, frogs and fish, iguanas and squirrels. Coming to my virtual studio tonight is none other than Mr. Zachary Thagard. How are you, sir?
Hello. Hello, Mr. J. Will. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm so blessed to have you on. Just thank you, man. I appreciate you. I like them glasses,
no problem,
man.
No problem.
I like them glasses, man. I'm going to have to get hip,
thank
man.
You.
Glasses like yours, bro.
So, yes, sir.
Tell the people where you're from.
Well, I am born and raised from Jackson, Mississippi, so I am a Southern boy, grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. Family is from originally from Holmes County, that's right there in the middle of Mississippi Delta, actually the beginning of the Mississippi Delta, and so that's where I come from. So.
You know, the world is so small. And when I tell you the world is small, ladies and gentlemen, I mean the world is small. Mm-hmm. Guess where I grew up at? All right, I'm going to go ahead.
You grew up in Holmes County?
No, I grew up in Lumberton, Mississippi. Right down Highway 59.
Okay.
Close to the Louisiana border. My last home down there was Picayune. I grew up in Mississippi, man. I'm a Southern boy, man. Fishing, cast net in the truck, fishing rods and reel, tackle box. Go fishing on the Gulf Coast before I go home, catching fresh shrimp and fish. That's what I'm talking about, man. Southern roots. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes,
man. So you still in Mississippi?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you don't know,
I am still in Mississippi. Still reminded that.
Okay. Well, you know, folks, I'm going to let you know, there are some great artists and great musicians that come out of Mississippi. I mean, tons of great musicians that come out of Mississippi. And so, how did you get into music?
I got into music through growing up in my small church in Jackson. I grew up with my father being a praise and worship leader, and then my mother being the children's choir director. And so my life was centered around music. Music ran through my home. Music ran through the car when we were riding. And then I really didn't tap into music until I was 12 really stepped into it fully in middle school and recognized I had a voice then. And my choir teacher challenged me because I had my voice had changed when I left lower level school. And she said, I want you to sing this solo. And so when I sung this solo, then we went into meeting someone by the name of Mr. James Hawkins. He was a famous high school choir director who traveled around the world with his high school. And so he was one of our people that was doing our choir judging. And he said, I want you to come to my school. And from there, it kind of went up, and I won International Soloist Award in the Bahamas. And so that's when I knew I could really go after singing and doing artistry.
Wow, man, I tell you. So what was it like when your voice changed? So was there a unique transition psychologically when your voice changed? It's like, man, I was hitting them high notes before, man. I got to hit these low notes now. I can't go up as high. How was that transition for you?
Yeah, it was a battle. I was known for being a tenor like my dad. And my dad is a first tenor, so that would be like the highest voice. And he could also hit like counter tenor notes when he was growing up. And so I was able to do that. But then when I turned 12, the voice changed and, you know, puberty hit in and all those different types of things. But what I realized was that I was having some challenges with my voice and did not know what to do with it. And so I didn't get actual help until I got to middle school and then got extra help in high school. So to really know how to utilize that voice.
Man, it's something about that hair on your chest, man, make your voice change, don't it?
Very much so.
I feel, man, like I can understand that, because when I was younger, before puberty hit in, man, I was singing fluid soprano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Puberty hit in, dude. I'm singing tenor, you know, I'm singing third tenor, not even first tenor anymore. Like, but I tell you, man, but I tell you, so how many projects have you done?
Right now, I've only done, two. One is with, the Mississippi Southern First Ecclesiastical Jewish Diction, coming from the Church of God in Christ. They did an album with Bishop Daniel Littleton. And so I'm one of the featured artists on that album called A Heart to Surrender. So it's more of a, has a gospel jazz feel to it. Yeah. And then my EP, we're releasing like singles sporadically to try to boost the music itself. And so those are the only two projects I'm working on, but we are working on new music as well. So, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You said Southern Jurisdiction number one out of Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call out two names to you, and I want to see if you know these names. Okay. MC Coleman and Edith Lewis.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
That's my godmama.
No, really?
Yes, when very much so.
When you talk to her, you tell her the guy that used to be the minister of music at Rosa Sharon Church of God in Christ in Picayune, okay, Mississippi, from Second Jurisdiction.
I will. I'm actually under her as the worship leader for our jurisdictions.
Man, I tell you, when I tell you it's a small world, I actually this ain't about me, it's about you, but I got to tell a story. Old people tell stories, you know that, right?
Yes, I do.
So they had Betty Nelson to come do a workshop in Jackson.
Yes.
And I came up for that workshop. This has been years ago. It's been many, many years ago. And I stayed at Eve Lewis's house.
Oh, yeah.
And rode with her to the workshop. And her brother, MC, taught me how to do sound and how to install sound equipment at churches. Small world, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we miss them very much. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Small world. So I want to talk about when your voice started to transition. What were some of the influences that you looked to that matched your vocal capacity?
So I'll give you a list. Darwin Hobbs. I like Darwin Hobbs very much. I like Will Murphy, even though he's not in my voice range, but I pull for him a lot. The GOAT, I call him the GOAT, or two GOATs particular, because I grew up with them in my home, were Daryl Coley and James Moore. So those are two essential goats that are on my Mount Rushmore that influence my musicality.
Yeah, yeah, man. I tell you what. So let's talk about this latest project. In Christ, yes. You know, so tell us how this, first of all, tell the people the title of your project and how can they get a hold of this project?
So the EP has been kind of separated, as I said before, into small singles to try to put out, and then we're going to put out the entire EP to try to put a buzz out for the music. But the name of the EP is The Journey to a Legend. And so we thought about that particular topic because we heard something from Andre Crouch, and his sister was kind of shouting out his name. Here comes Andre. Here comes Andre. Andre, come on. Andre, come on. And so we were like, The Journey to a Legend. And so Andre Crouch is like a legend in gospel music. And that kind of sparked our sense of inspiration. But also the music itself kind of spewed from a place, from a heart place. Me and my uncle, who is the producer of the EP itself, Marcus Singleton, who did all of the music background. We had some other people to add on to it, but Marcus Singleton was the person that did all the arrangements for the music. And the song we're talking about tonight, In Christ Alone, is actually a song that I grabbed from a Presbyterian church that I used to sing for, that is a modern hymn in the Reformed faith. And so just a little bit about the EP, that's all.
No. That's good stuff. So you say you used to do praise and worship at a Presbyterian church.
Yes. I sung in the choir and then I led solo pieces for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it makes a lot of sense to me now. And
yes.
Fellow singers, fellow artists, I want to advise you to travel to different musical genres and musical settings so that you can, had you not been to the Presbyterian church, the way this song flows would not be there.
Right.
Because it's, when I listen to the song, and I've listened to it a lot,
right.
The dynamics of the song, it's a crossover song. It you can tell it's gospel, but it's not really gospel as far as the black artistry is concerned. It's in between. So it's it's kind of like one of those, like a Ron Canole piece.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he was, you could tell it was black gospel. Not that this gospel is color-coded, if you will.
Right.
But
right.
It transcended, you know, just one cultural experience church-wise. Mm-hmm. And that's what this song does, man.
Man. Yeah, so I have a classical background. I went to Alcorn State University for vocal music performance and went there on a full ride and then start teaching music as well. So that's a little bit about I do have classical training. So that helped a little bit with that particular song, as well as having a mentor called Dr. Bill Wyman at the Presbyterian Church, who was a big impact on the song itself, making sure that we do the song in a fragmented way like it needs to be.
Yeah. Because, I mean, during the course of the song, I was paying close attention to whether or not he was going to go, "In God alone." No, he was like, "In God alone." I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he means business.
Like this is
it is a ballad. It is a ballad. But a lot of people don't understand, like, When you're doing a hymn ballad like that, that's a hymn. Like when you're doing a song like that, you don't need all this extra fluff.
Not
you just need to be direct, because you're trying to not only reach the seasoned people, but you're trying mm-hmm. To help the younger people tap in to what hymns and what, you know, structured singing is. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the runs and riffs. I like that stuff. But you gave this song exactly what it needed.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
So if people want to find this song, how can they do that?
Well, we're on all music platforms, Spotify. We're also on YouTube. We're on Apple Music, everywhere. So anywhere that you can buy music or stream music, we're on there.
And now I also want to add that you can go to your Play Store and download mm-hmm. the Live365.com app and type in J. Will Gospel Radio. And this song is in rotation on my radio.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your station. And so, you can go there and listen. And since it's an internet-based radio station, you can listen from all over the world. You can listen while you're on your bicycle. You can listen while you're on your motorcycle, driving in your car, at work, anywhere. Tap in to Zachary Thagard, and I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed by this song. This song almost had me crying, man. And, you know, of course, it don't take much for old people to cry.
Well, this song is one of my favorite songs as well. It's an inspiration to me. One thing, it talks about the sovereignty of God, and then it talks about the supremacy of God. So basically, that God is above all creation, that He is God and God alone, and then that because of that, we have access to Him through His sovereignty. Through grace and mercy, we are able to receive the things of Him through the kingdom of God. And so that song really speaks to that.
Preach, son, preach. Man, so I know you're working on the full EP. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be released, you know, probably in a little while. But are you working on anything else while you're waiting for the EP to be released?
So right now, we are currently in a discussion. No one knows about this, but we're currently on a discussion about doing a hymn album. Growing up, hymns, I did not like hymns at all, really. But as I got older, hymns became a part of me because of my voice type. People asked for me to sing a lot of hymns. And so possibly doing hymns from various reformations and different denominations that are popular within those spaces, and then bringing those to the forefront, and also bringing some hymns from my Pentecostal background and bringing that and putting my flavor on it. And so we're currently talking about that and releasing that as well.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like hymns that much growing up because I didn't know how to play them. And so being a young musician in the South, mm-hmm. if they strike out in the hymn and you're not playing this hymn correctly, they will seriously slide you right on off the organ,
right,
and put somebody on there that can play it.
Right.
And so it only took me a couple of times to be embarrassed in the church service mm-hmm. till I went down. I went home and I started learning hymns. I was already involved with choir and stuff like that, but then I started tapping into learning how to read music so I can learn these hymns so that I would not be embarrassed in service anymore. That's a Southern thing. I don't hear hymns. I don't hear hymns in the big city that much.
No.
But in the South, they still be going at it, man.
Oh yeah, it's a part of our Sunday service at my dad's church. My dad is a pastor, and so my daddy asked me a few years ago, could I integrate hymns every Sunday And so every Sunday we do a hymn, a particular hymn, one that's popular, you know, that everybody knows. And then we sometimes throw in a hymn that may not be that known, but has been sung throughout the years. And so we add it into our rotation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I used to do a hymn of the month when I was down, when I was ministering music down there.
Yeah.
So that we can get people acclimated to hymns. So the song is so big. I know you had production with this, but your background and your musical background, I know you had some influence on the big sound when this song comes in, because you had the heavenly voices in there, and then they kind of fade out, and then quickly the piano, the grand piano comes in, and then you start. You're gonna, I can't hit that deep note, but you, I was like, oh, we got the gospel, we got the gospel Barry White up in here. So what was going through your mind at the music production of this song?
So I sat down with my Uncle Ron, Ronald McCain. I sat down with my music director, Marcus Singleton, and he said that he wanted to talk with us about a particular layout for the song. And so the format kind of came together through us being able to basically go and listen to other ways that people would do big sound ballads. We were aiming for a ballad sound. And when we went for that, we came across, we talked about a little earlier, Pavarotti. We came across somebody by the name of Gregory Porter. If people don't know who that is, he's a famous jazz artist. We came across Sinatra. So that was our mind frame of what we wanted to do, because what I told them was that we don't normally hear this type of sound within the Black church. And so, you know, you may hear orchestra, you may hear grand piano, and, you know, good sounding in tune voices most times in our white churches, not much in our Black churches. And so bringing a sense of appreciation for classical voices into the gospel arena, into the world of CCM, and also just gospel music in general, to show them that you can do music differently, but still be yourself, you know, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear the song, because it's big orchestra. It's Tony Bennett type orchestra stuff. You know, the Rat Pack, they come in with the big band. It's the big band, classical, Pavarotti. He's the Black Pavarotti, y'all. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. They hit the nail right on the head, sir. They hit it right on the head. Yeah. The Black Pavarotti. And the sound, just to come on, the sound is just so intriguing. It's like, okay, where is this going? Oh, my God. So, I can appreciate it. So, I guess you're welcome. My next question is, since you have the classical background, is there any remote possibility that you're going to do a hymn classical piece?
Yes. It's probably going to be a 2 or 3 on there, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I had to ask. Because, I mean...
Yeah.
I'm a Bach fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a Mozart fan. I love classical music. I mean, I got this. I don't know if you can see that box behind me. That's a whole box of nothing but Mozart. All his concertos.
That's one of my favorite composers. Yeah,
man, and you know, just that stuff puts you in. This song put me in a mind frame of, okay, I need to be sitting down studying or thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thinking part is the reflection of how good God has been to us. You're a mm-hmm. God alone. I mean, come on, man. It don't get no better than that, bro.
You know, many people are scared of one piece of that song is the wrath of God, you know, and people get kind of held back about that. But it really is just the beauty of God and, you know, really recognizing that he really loves you and he doesn't forget about you. And he's always chasing after you continually. So, yeah.
You know, man, don't get me started, because when you know, you can't bring up that type of stuff to a preacher, right? You can't do that, man. You can't do me like that. No. So as soon as you said that, my theological hat started just ding, ding. Yeah. You cannot have the love of God and mm-hmm. expect to understand the love of God if he doesn't have a wrathful side.
Right.
That's right. What makes the grace and the love of God more apparent and more prominent in our thinking, because we know mm-hmm. he has a wrathful side, but he loves us so much, he put that side on the back burner and decided to put love.
Man. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Man, I probably should be writing that down. That's my next sermon.
That'll be a good sermon. One.
Man. So, through all your educational endeavors, and I can appreciate that, and I'm proud of you, young man.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. All your educational endeavors, your teachings, being a PK, growing yes. up Church Guy in Christ, where you had to be in the Sunshine Band, and you had to be in the youth choir, yes. you had to be in YPWW, you had to be in Sunday mm-hmm. school. And out of all those experiences, what kept you on track to strive towards success? And the reason I ask that is because I know a lot of us that grew up in church, but I know a lot mm-hmm. of us that's on Skid Row, and you don't even recognize these folks anymore. What kept you on track?
Right. Well, one thing, I have good parents. My parents are very, very supportive. They have always been supportive, even if I failed or made a mistake. They always was understanding and talked to me. We are an open family of communication. They were very open about God. They sat me down and talked about God, and also invested in me. But not just them. My favorite person in the whole wide world is my grandfather. And my grandfather is a old school Baptist man that owns his own business. Mr. Willie, we call him. And so I am his namesake, but he's always good and has assisted in raising me, because he has always been consistent in providing good wisdom. And so throughout my college career, he was always calling me once a week, asking me, how's the week going? How is school going? Do you need anything? And so having him in my life and still having him in my life is very essential, especially stepping into marriage, coming into my second year in March of next year.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you. And so he has been such an investment into my life. And those are the people that kind of kept me going forward and looking towards success itself, because I saw success in them. So,
yeah, man, that's an awesome testimony. Yeah. My dad was more like Joe Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, you finna get on this.
Organ. I was too.
I already kind of knew that, because you ain't from the South if you ain't got knocked upside the head and say, oh, you going to sing today, son. You going to sing.
Yeah. I stayed in trouble. I was a troublemaker in school. So I was smart, but a troublemaker.
The truth comes out at last.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I just think that's a part of life, though. I mean, I think we, you know, as a kid, I tried to get away with stuff just to see, can I test the boundaries, see how much rope they was going to give me. But mom was always, my mama had this cough, you know, like she would clear her throat.
Wow.
And she would go, and no matter what we was doing, we would stop and look around. We're like, uh-oh, we in trouble. Man, when I tell you, I was grown, had kids of my own. And I was in a church service with my mom and dad, and my mom cleared her throat, and I looked around. I thought she was trying to get my attention. But
that type flashback.
I had a flashback, man. I started ducking and covering my head up. I said, man, mama's coming. But those type of structures help mold us into to be not only better men, but to be better critical thinkers.
Yes.
And to actually process things before we actually start to try to execute.
Right.
And that's where the tutelage of your grandfather and the tutelage of your parents came into fruition, because it taught you to be a critical thinker and to think about the consequences of your actions before you perform that task. Would you agree?
Very much so. I would agree.
All right. Well, so I'm sure you're on social media. Tell the people about your social media. Tell them where you're at on social media.
Instagram at Teaching with Dr. T. That's my educational Instagram, but I also run my music through there as well. You can follow me on Facebook at Zachary Thagard. You can follow me on TikTok at Zachary Thagard. And so you can follow me at YouTube at Zachary Thagard. And so I'm on everything. And so you can just type my name in, Thagard, Thaggard. And so you can find me anywhere.
Okay. So if people wanted to book you to come sing your new single, you have an email address you can give them so they can get in touch with you, or a representative that's doing.
Yes, you can reach out to Harvest Worship Group. They are on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. But if you also can use my email, which is teachingwithdrt@gmail.com, and we will get in contact with you. And someone from Harvest Worship, representative from there, will get in touch with you and make sure that I can be there to sing the single or do whatever you desire for me to do as pertains to music or anything else.
Man, I tell you what, man, I really appreciate your time, and yes. I wish you all the best success in the world. And you know, I'm only one email away. And I try to respond quick. I try to respond quickly to emails because I get so many of them that they get pushed down and they get lost in the shuffle. So as soon as I see a new one come through, if it's response worthy, I go ahead and respond. So I'm always a response away. And the next time I travel through, because my daughter still lives in Mississippi. And I came through Meridian because I live in Ohio now. So I came through down 59 through Meridian. But I could have branched off and stopped through Jackson, man. We could get some biscuits from over there. Jackson biscuits, man.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Hey,
I got
man,
a spot, so, but you can. Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't tell me you got no spot, man. I'll take a vacation next week. Come down there and get some of that Southern cuisine. Southern cuisine, man.
I got a few spots. I'm the foodie, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, I really appreciate you. Listen, don't hang up. I got more. I just want to chat with you just a little bit offline. But ladies and gentlemen, go out and get this new single. Zachary Thagard, you heard about his Instagram and his Facebook. Look this young man up. He's doing great work. And I'm sure if you got some children that are interested in music, go on Instagram, have them look at some of his programs, or shoot him an email, talk to him. Maybe he can tutor your kids through podcasts or on StreamYard. You know, he's a professor. He knows what he's doing. And not only that, he's a great singer and he's an all-around great guy, not just because he's from the South, but he's a church kid and he's a PK and he's a married man. Congratulations on that again. And so tap in. You can support the J. Will podcast via the at $JWillPodcast on Cash App, or you can find the donate feature on rss.com homepage. And shoot me an email, especially if you're an inspiring artist and you want your music potentially featured on one of my shows, the J Will Gospel Show or the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show, to Lee Will, the letter J at gmail.com. Lee Will, the letter J at gmail.com. All right, until then, oh, wait a minute. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out, A1C, blood pressure, cholesterol, all that good stuff, and get some life insurance. If you don't know some people, I know some people. I know some people in Mississippi that sell insurance. So don't wait. I know we love y'all. We love chicken dinners. We love all these GoFundMes and stuff like that. But we tired of selling chicken dinners for folks for being negligent. Get some life insurance. Get yourself squared away so your family will be taken care of in case something happens to you. All right. Until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace.